court case in Australia that has gripped the world for nearly 2 years has finally come to an end. It involves a suburban mom who was accused of murder by mushrooms. The tale of poisoned beef Wellington was too intriguing for us to pass up. So NPR's Rachel Treisman is here to explain what happened. Hi, Rachel.
Hi there.
Okay, take us back to this lunch. It's 2023 in a small town at the southern tip of Australia. What happened?
Right. So Erin Patterson invited over her estranged husband's parents, aunt, and uncle. She hosted them for lunch at her home in a town near Melbourne. She fed them homemade beef Wellington, which is this pastry dish that usually involves some sort of mushroom paste. Mm-hmm. In this case, there happened to be death cap mushrooms, which are among the most poisonous in the world, in the food. All four of her guests were hospitalized and sick, and three of them later died. Patterson, who is a 50-year-old mother of two, has been convicted of 3 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder and is facing up to life in prison.
I have seen photos of the leftovers that were entered as evidence into the court record. Can you tell us about some of the other evidence in this truly bizarre court case?
Sure. So over the course of many weeks, the prosecution painted this picture of a web of sustained lies and deception on Patterson's part. So that ranges from faking a cancer diagnosis as a pretense for hosting the lunch to lying to medical professionals and investigators after the fact about how sick she had gotten from the lunch herself. They also accused her of lying to investigators about some key facts in the case, including that she had gone foraging for mushrooms and even owned a food dehydrator, which she did get rid of very quickly after the guests got sick. And Patterson herself admitted to lying about those things, but she maintained all along that the poisonings were accidental. She and her lawyers basically argued that she had done those things out of panic after seeing how sick people got from her food. And they reminded the jury over and over again that she wasn't on trial for lying.
Now, I understand they never presented a motive, which was part of her defense. What else did she say to defend herself?
Mm-hmm. So Patterson herself testified for a few days during the trial, which is notable in itself. She basically chalked it up to a kitchen mix-up. She said she'd unknowingly mixed the store-bought mushrooms with some other mushrooms that were dried that she had previously foraged that turned out to be these toxic mushrooms. And while the details sort of varied, throughout, she said she had no reason to hurt her husband's family. And she told the same thing to 60 Minutes Australia.
They never did anything wrong to me, and I'm so devastated about what's happened.
So Patterson and her husband, Simon, had been separated for about a decade. But by all accounts, they were on pretty decent terms, aside from some tension the year before over child support payments. She had actually invited him to the lunch, but he pulled out the night before. And then, 2 years later, he went on to testify against her at the trial, as did the one lunch guest who survived.
We would not ordinarily be talking about a murder case in rural Australia, but this trial has gripped the world. This morning, the guilty verdict was among the most read stories on a bunch of news sites I visited. Why is there such intense fascination with this case?
For one, there are a lot of dramatic elements. There's the mushroom foraging. There's the allegations that Patterson served the meal to her guests on different colored plates. There's the fact that she testified herself. And as you said, there was a lot of media attention along the way, including multiple podcasts with daily episodes recapping the trial. So lots of interest and time to follow it.
NPR's Rachel Treisman, thank you for recapping it for us.
Sure. Thank you.